بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل وقال الله تبارك وتعالى إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح إلى آخر سورة رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم اجعل أعمالنا خالصا لوجهك الكريم آمين يا رب العالمين My respected elders and brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, nourisher and sustainer. Peace and salutations upon our most beloved master, our teacher and our guide, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find ourselves in the month of Rabiul Awwal. And generally, this month of Rabiul Awwal is associated with the birth of our Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Historians themselves have much of a disagreement with regards to the exact date of the birth of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it was the first, second, the eighth, or the twelfth, some say later dates as well. So we do not specify a date, but we know for a fact that it was in this month of Rabiul Awwal. But as much as this particular month saw the birth of the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the being that this entire world was created for, this month also witnessed the passing on of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So while some go on to celebrate the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this particular month, which has no basis, we must not also forget to mention that it was in this very month that our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also passed away. So I wish to highlight to you today the last few days of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, he did not die. He merely left from this transitional world into the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ أَحْيَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ But Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the shuhada are alive in the qubur. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sustaining them. Hajj was made compulsory in the ninth year of Hijrah. And at this particular time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself did not participate in the Hajj. But he sent Abu Bakr radiallahu an as the Amir of this Hajj. The first year that Hajj was made fard. The next year was the 10th of Hijri. And this year Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Hajj. And this was the final and only Hajj that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. By the days of Hajj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received certain ayat of the Quran Kareem as wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that gave him somewhat of an indication that this is going to be his last. So one of the ayats on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي That today the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been completed. Allah has completed and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has completed his mission. In the subsequent days, the surah An-Nasr, إِذَا جَاءَ نَسْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ was revealed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam after the surah was revealed, And he said, it seems that the surah gives me news of my demise. إِذَا جَاءَ نَسْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When victory and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you see people entering the fold of Islam in droves, in large numbers. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. So at this point in time, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorify Him. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. And seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the message of this particular surah? It was to say that when the help that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised came, when disbelief has been vanished, when people have entered into Islam in droves, when the world received the message of Deen al-Islam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission was completed, now prepare for your end. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Praise Allah, seek His forgiveness. After this particular surah, on the way back from Makkah al-Mukarramah, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started reading excessively the dua that we read at the end of a majlis. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Oh Allah, I praise you and I seek your forgiveness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ma'asum, he was sinless. But yet he made tawbah and istighfar under the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. So praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Madinatul Munawwara after the farewell hajj, at the end of Dhul-Hijjah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard in Madinatul Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke from his sleep in the middle of the night, woke his slave up and said, I've been ordered to seek repentance for the people of Jannatul Baqi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes with his slave in the middle of the night. He seeks repentance for them. One narration says that he even reread the janaza salah of those that passed away in Uhud. On Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's return from Jannatul Baqi, he was overtaken by sudden illness, a severe fever accompanied with flu symptoms. This was on a Wednesday, and it was the day of Sayyidatina Maymuna radiallahu anha. From Thursday till Monday, in this condition of extreme pain, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still visited the homes of his wives on the allotted days until it came to Monday. And on Monday, it was the turn of Aisha radiallahu anha. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested from his other wives, give me permission now so I remain for my last few days in Aisha radiallahu anha's home, to which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent the next 7 days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to often say to Aisha radiallahu anha that this fever that I am experiencing, this severe fever, it is actually the effects of the poison from the woman that tried to poison me in Khaybar. Now Khaybar happened before the Fath Makkah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and them went to Khaybar, and upon conquering Khaybar, there's a woman by the name of Zainab bint Harith who invited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and poisoned his food. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he attended the meal, he tasted the food and immediately he realized that this food is poisoned. There was another sahabi with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bishr, and he ate a morsel of this food and subsequently he passed away because of this poison. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized it is poisoned, he stopped him from eating and he said, call Zainab. So when Zainab came there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, oh Zainab, what made you do this? She said, I was confused. And I wanted to know whether you are really a prophet of Allah. If you are a prophet of Allah, then Allah would have saved you from this poison. And now that I know that you are saved from this poison, I bring firm iman in Allah that you are a final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 4 days before the death of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from this demise, from this worldly life, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam called for pen and paper. And then Umar radiallahu an, he said, don't give taklif to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't make it difficult for him in this condition, that now he must dictate and speak while he's in this condition. So don't give him the pen and paper. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam insisted, and the Sahaba radiallahu an amongst themselves, they said, give it to him. Some said, no, don't, save him from the difficulty in these last few moments. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he finally said, you know what, leave it. Leave the pen and paper. And then he gave them 3 commands. Number one, he said that expel all the disbelievers from the Arabian Peninsula. The second was that send a delegation to deal with the false prophets. The 3 main ones were Aswad Ansi, and Musaylama Kadhab. So send a delegation to deal with them. And the third was that don't make my qabr a masjid after I have passed away. Means don't make it a place of prostration. Now the hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that the Jews and Christians were cursed because they made the resting places of the Anbiya places of prostration and worship. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then told the Sahaba, they were arguing this, he told them to leave. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam left. That was just before Dhuhr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam rested till Dhuhr. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam plucked up the strength, taking support on Abbas and Ali radiallahu anhuma, and he went to the masjid. And this was the last salah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed in congregation of the Sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at this point, he delivered a khutbah. Now, generally, we see frames saying the final sermon of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In actual fact, that final sermon was actually the final sermon at the Hajj. But at this particular point, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ascended the minbar and he gave the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in certain advices. One was that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for the people of Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a choice. That either I can stay with you or I can go to him and enjoy his bounties. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also at this particular time told the muhajirin that you all are the larger in number, the ansar are few. Make sure you treat them well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also told the sahaba at this point, I am going beyond. I'm going to start making preparations for our meeting tomorrow. And that meeting of tomorrow will be at the Hawdah Kawthar, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told the Sahaba that all of you together won't fall into disbelief and polytheism. However, this world will entice you and you will fight one another for it and destroy one another fighting for this world. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in at this moment, they started becoming very fearful of the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reiterated it by the ayat of the Quran Kareem, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never made anyone last forever. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a man like me and you, and he also will need to taste from the cup of death. It was Maghrib time on Saturday or Sunday, and it was Thursday night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted up the curtain and saw into the masjid. He saw that the Sahaba were waiting for him to perform the salah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Aisha radiallahu anha, O Aisha, have the Muslimin performed salah? They said, no, O Nabi, they're waiting for you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time he tried to stand up, he would fall unconscious. When he would regain consciousness, he would ask the same question again. Have the Sahaba read salah? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would, Aisha would say, no, they are waiting for you, and he would fall into unconsciousness again. Finally, when he regained consciousness, he said, Muru Aba Bakrin falyusallin nas. Then advise Abu Bakr and instruct him now to perform the prayer. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself could not go for the salah. And for the next 17 salah, Abu Bakr radiallahu an, thereafter made imamah in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On Sunday before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed on from this very world, it was Dhuhr time and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried to go for salah, carried on the shoulders of Abbas and Ali radiallahu anhuma. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into the masjid. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu realized that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has entered, and he wanted to take a step back from performing the imamah, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indicated to him that he carry on reading. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat beside him and performed the salah behind Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. These were some indications of the mere fact that after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the next khalifa of Islam should be Abu Bakr. It was because of this imamah that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they said that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trusted Abu Bakr with our akhirah affairs, why don't we accept him for our dunyawi affairs and make him our khalifa? Time is running out and there is much to discuss. But we'll come to Monday morning when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised the curtains at the time of Fajr. The Sahaba saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiling. And this was the last time that they saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu entered the room of Aisha and said, how is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feeling? She said, he's feeling much better today, alhamdulillah. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My other wife is on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara, can I go? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission and he went. And many of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu thought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is feeling better, so they also left. The brother of Aisha radiallahu anha came and he had a miswak in his mouth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated that he wanted the miswak. Aisha radiallahu anha took the miswak, chewed on this, made it soft for him, and gave it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a cup of water next to him. Every time he would dip his hands and rub it over his face. He would raise his hands up to the skies and make dua. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam then told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angel of death has asked permission to take your soul. He has offered you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offered you much better than what the world has to offer. And at this point, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hands were raised up to the skies. He was lying down, Mubarak head on the lap of Aisha radiallahu anha. And he said, Allahumma al-Rafiq al-A'la. And at this time, his hands dropped and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away from this world. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was on the outskirts. When he came back, he found Muslimin frantic, all in disbelief. Even Umar radiallahu anhu, he said that the people are saying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. He didn't pass away. He's just gone, like how Musa went to Mount Sinai. He's coming back. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then took the courage and he gave that famous khutbah that inshallah we will read today. And he said, the first words he said, that whoever worshipped Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no, he is gone. Whoever worshipped Allah, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever-living. Time does not permit us to carry on, but we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more. But when he says we are going to meet inshallah at the Hawdah Kawthar, he is going to recognize us by the sunnah that we implemented in our lives. Implement the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increase in your durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially on a Friday. And inshallah, we will also be fortunate to be in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the Hawdah Kawthar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.